Talk with a Purpose is the show. Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi. Seth Grossman is here, and I know you want to talk about Bryan Cranston. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk first about Dilbert. I love that that comic strip. And anyone who's ever worked in any company or business relates to that, because it's a comic strip about the frustration of a competent worker having to deal with supervisors and coworkers who have no clue as to how to do the job, but they have their supervisors because they have the right connections or because they have the right diversity. And so there's a real truth and humor into that comic strip. And it's really a shame and a loss for the national culture that Dilbert gets canceled like that. But to put it in context, the Dilbert creator,
Scott Adams. Scott Adams.
What has happened to the black community? And it's not really the fault of people for being black. It's people being brainwashed. And what has happened to black Americans today is exactly what happened to Germans in the 1930s with that relentless Nazi propaganda that the Germans were victims. The Germans were misunderstood. The Germans were suffering, and it was unfair, and the Germans never had a fair chance. And the reason they didn't have a fair chance was because the Jews never gave the Germans a fair chance. The Jews had the connections. The Jews had the money. And so everything wrong with your life, if you were a German, it was the fault of the Jews. And that's exactly what black history, whether you use the term critical race theory or not to describe it, has been pumped into the heads of black Americans through the schools, through the media, through the culture, through the rap culture, through the Hollywood films, through the TV. I'd say about 60 to 70% of black Americans believe it. And that's a problem. And we've got to talk about the problem. But the problem, again, is not black people because of skin. It's black people who have been brainwashed mostly by white liberals, and it's tragic. And now we go to Bryan Cranston from Malcolm in the Middle and from Breaking Bad. He was interviewed last Sunday by Chris Wallace on CNN, and Bryan Cranston said that the slogan MAGA, or Make America Great Again, is racist, because he said, when was it ever great in America for the African American? And that's the same big lie that Governor Phil Murphy says somewhere just about every week. And that's the poisonous fruit of this fake black history. So at our libertyandprosperity.com website, we responded to that. You know, when was America great for African Americans? Well, how about when, 1,800,000 young white men fought for 4 years in the Civil War to free African Americans from slavery? Or how about when 320,000 of them died? Or how about when Republican President Ulysses S. Grant used the full power of the federal government to crush the KKK? But then when the Democrats took control of the South again and 2 million African Americans left the South in what was called the Great Migration, look at how many success stories you had when black Americans went to Philadelphia, went to the Harlem for the Harlem Renaissance, but most important, when they came to Atlantic City. And it's interesting because every time I come up with examples of black Americans who had spectacular success in Atlantic City, I always come up with new ones who I never even heard of before. Did you ever hear of Dr. Albert Forsyth?
No.
By the way, and if we had real black history, every person in Atlantic City would know about Dr. Albert Forsyth, but he was just an ordinary doctor in Atlantic City. He was black, came here in the 1930s, but his passion was airplanes. And so he and another African-American, a guy called Alfred Anderson, they had this plane called the Pride of Atlantic City, and they would fly over all over North and South America on these spectacular flights, and they'd be reporting about what they saw, and they attracted the attention of Eleanor Roosevelt, the First Lady, the wife of President Franklin Roosevelt, and she requested them to be her personal pilots. And so for the next 6-7 years, they would take Eleanor Roosevelt all around the country. And again, just fascinating lives of these gentlemen, a spectacular success. So I think, don't you think America was great for them?
Yeah.
And then you have Alma and Clifton Washington. The more I learn about those two, they founded what was called Wash's Inn, one of the most successful restaurants in Atlantic City. Later, they moved to Pleasantville. And I'm almost certain that in the Boardwalk Empire series, that the figure Chalky is based after Clifton Washington. More spectacular success. But again, those stories are not being told because they don't support the narrative. And it's our job with Liberty and Prosperity to make sure that is taught in our schools, make sure it's taught at Atlantic Cape Community College. And that's why we need political leaders who will do that. And right now, the Republican leaders in New Jersey are not doing that. But I want to talk about that later. The second thing that I think is important with the wind turbines, two things I forgot to mention. My brother, Michael Grossman, is a jazz piano player in Cadiz, Spain. Couldn't care less about politics, but he sent me posters that there's a proposal to put 17 wind turbines, those giant wind turbines, up in the harbor of historic Cadiz, where Columbus, sailed his ships from, and where the Spanish, treasure ships came. And they want to put just 17 of those wind turbines, and a whole town of Spain, of Cadiz, Spain, is up in arms over that. And we posted that on our libertyandprosperity.com website. But one thing with the debate about the whales and how the wind turbines are going to triple the cost, and we're going to have all these power failures. And you know how you know we're going to have a whole lot of power failures. And nobody other than Liberty and Prosperity is making the connection. Everybody's getting these so-called smart meters installed in their homes, right? Did you get yours installed yet?
No, I didn't. No.
They came to me. It's a huge expense. I mean, every single electric meter in everybody's house and business is working fine. But they're replacing every single one of them at an enormous cost. And why? Because when you install the smart meter at the electric company at a central location can cut off your electricity at any time. Or they could say you're using too much and we're going to cut it down. So if they tell you, we don't want you to run your air conditioner to make your house colder than 75 degrees in the summer, they will be able to tell whether your air conditioner is using enough current to cool the house that much. And if you are, they'll be able to push a button and cut you down. So your house will have to be 80 degrees. Or if you think they tell you, we don't want you to use your washing machine after 8 o'clock at night, they'll be able to turn off your power or cut down your power so you can't use your washing machine. And if you want to charge your electric car, they'll say, no, you can't charge your car except on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And if you do, we're going to cut back your power. So why are they doing that? They're doing that because they know that once they have most electricity in New Jersey coming from wind turbines and solar panels, they know that the wind stops blowing from time to time. The sun stops shining. A cloud goes by. When that happens, they either have to spend a whole lot of money for to have these backup generators burning gas and oil or coal, and if you had these backups running all the time, then what do you need the wind turbines in the first place? So what they plan to do, obviously, is they plan to have less backup. So when the power fails, when the wind stops blowing, they're just going to push a button and turn off everybody's electric power. And now they have the power to do it because they have smart meters in every home and business. So there's a big connection between the smart meters and the wind turbines. It's not just about the whales.
And that's pretty scary,
Yeah. Well, what's even scarier, though, is the stuff that we're talking about. Where are the Republican leaders? And I'm not even talking about the Democratic leaders, because anyone who listened to our speaker, Trevor Loudon, last Saturday, knows that basically a handful of radical leftists have taken control of our biggest labor unions, especially the New Jersey Teachers Union, and especially like the building trades councils. And those unions control the Democratic Party. So basically you have the leftists control the Democratic Party, and the Democrats are pushing this woke agenda on all of us whenever they have the majority. So we need a strong Republican Party to stand up to them. And now I think of a famous quote by a famous Republican president, who was actually a pretty good president, even though the history books trash him, Warren Harding. And he said, "My enemies, I can lick them any day of the week. But my friends, my blankety blank friends, they keep me walking the floors at night." So you know, we had our event last Saturday, and it was a very successful event. We had people came to the $250 VIP breakfast at 8 o'clock. We had, I'd say, about 70, 75 people paid $75 to come to the other event. And thank you very much for your contribution to that.
Yeah, okay.
And we had some Republicans there. We had John Risley, Atlantic County Commissioner. We had Jim Kershaw, the surrogate. We had Dennis Haney, Jesse Kurtz, Republican councilman from Atlantic City and Brigantine. Jim Bertino couldn't come but made a big contribution. But others were missing. State Senator Vince Palestina paid for a ticket but didn't come. Don Guardian, Claire Swift, they were not there. Antoine McClellan, Eric Simonson, and Kate May, they were not there. Why? I don't know why they weren't there, but Trevor Loudon had a powerful message, and they didn't hear it. And in the past, when some of these officials couldn't make it, they'd send someone from their staff, like Brett or Nick. I forget the last names, work for Vince Palestina, Claire Swift, and Don Guardian. They weren't there either. So I hope it was just an oversight, because if they want to see Trevor Loudon's remarks, it's posted on the libertyandprosperity.com website. And they could see that message and hear that message anytime. So I hope they'll do that. But what bothers me even more, the fact that they didn't hear the message, is that when we desperately need Republicans to stand up and fight this woke agenda, like Trump, like Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, the New Jersey Republicans at the state level, you know, with a few exceptions, you know, Claire Swift had some strong statements about the wind turbines, you have I forget the name, the senator of Michael Testa in Cumberland County. They've been doing a strong job, but everybody else, you know, from Bob Hugin on down, Bramnick, Tom Kane, nothing to say about the woke Atlantic Cape Community College that has gotten so bad that they had separate faculty meetings for blacks and whites because the president of the college said they wanted a safe place for employees of color. Outrageous. The fact that diversity, equity, and inclusion are the priority of the community college as well as Stockton College, which is run by Republicans. We have our public schools are woke. You have an Atlantic City school board member talks about a riot at a basketball game, and he's threatened with ethics violations. Same thing with the new school board members in Ocean City. When they try to do the right thing, they're threatened with ethics violations at the state level. And where are the Republican state officials to defend these people? We have our Liberty and Prosperity lawsuit, where we're now forced to be in the appeals court, because the state refuses to recognize that casinos have an obligation to pay real estate taxes like everybody else and be assessed and taxed at all the based on the income that their real estate produces. So what have you heard from Vince Palestina and those the state officials? the wind turbines and solar panels. Did you hear them say anything? They're talking about the whales. Are they talking about the smart meters? Are they talking about the rate increases? What about bail reform? We have all these criminals on the street. We can't lock them up. 2015, there was a state constitutional amendment that says that you can't lock these people up, that they're out in the street right away. Have you heard any Republicans say, yeah, we gotta repeal that bail reform provision? I haven't heard any Republicans talk about the fake anchor tax relief program that Murphy came up with. What good is it if your property taxes go up and the state gives you money to help pay for the higher property taxes, but the state is not giving money to any of the stores where you buy your food or any of the offices? They have to raise their prices to pay higher property taxes. So it's a shell game. And all you hear are Republicans saying, oh, the Murphy's wonderful. Look at this wonderful anchor tax relief program. Aren't we great? And the homeless, you know, what's going on there? You had and I could go on and on. I won't. But I will say that, we have our woke prosecutor. You would expect that with a crime problem, you'd have a prosecutor who'd be talking about, you know, getting rid of the bail reform, getting dangerous people off the streets, getting the homeless. I mean, just the illegal immigrants, the homeless, where no matter almost where you walk, where you shop, you just are not safe. And we have a prosecutor who thinks he's a social worker. We have a sheriff who thinks he's a social worker, and Republicans seem to be okay with that. So that's one thing going on. And then the final thing going on is, okay, well, how do you pick our Republicans? Everybody knows that when you have an election in November, you have Republicans running against Democrats. But who gets to pick who the Republican candidates are? And the answer is you have a handful of party leaders or bosses who decide. We have a primary election in June, but as I proved when I ran in 2021, unless you run with an entire slate of candidates and unless you have a good ballot position that is designed by the chairman, you're not going to win a June primary election. So how do you get picked? Well, in 2 weeks, March 18th, I think I'm going to be sitting in your chair on March 18th.
Yes, you are.
Well, anyway, the Republicans are going to be having a what they call a convention. But it's not really a convention. It's a rubber stamp. The whole election or the whole convention is rigged to make sure that maybe five or six people decide who the Republican candidates are. And really, that's the same way it was when Nucky Johnson was running Atlantic City or when Hap Farley was running Atlantic City. Nucky Johnson would get five or six people, you know, party leaders at the Ritz Hotel, and decide who the candidates were going to be. And when Hap Farley took over from Nucky Johnson in the 1930s, he'd get together at Jimmy Boyd's house on Brighton Avenue, and five or six people would decide who the candidates are. Well, guess what? They called a convention, but nothing has changed. And it wouldn't be a problem if the party leaders would pick the best and the brightest candidates who are advancing a conservative Republican agenda. But no, if you've been listening to what's going on and there's nothing in the newspaper, nothing sort of on the outside, but with Liberty and Prosperity, you know, we have a lot of people who know what's going on the inside come to our breakfast discussions. And what's going on is that candidates are being picked based on who's related to who, who's friendly with who, and the best and the brightest possible candidates for the Republican Party in Atlantic City or in Atlantic County are being frozen out. And no one's talking about it, but I think we have to have a lot of conversation about that. And we'll be doing that at our Liberty and Prosperity meeting. And I guess the final point is the Jewish holiday of Purim begins Monday night, all day Tuesday. That's when traditional Jews, it's like a reverse Halloween. The kids dress up in costumes and go door to door, but instead of asking for treats, they deliver treats. And there's a whole, we read the Megillah, the Book of Esther, the longest book in the Bible. And why is that important? It's important because Jews and Christians, we learn the Bible, we learn religion when we're small children. And so we only learn simplified stories. We don't learn the real wisdom of our religion. It used to be we learned that when we went to church or had Bible study as adults. But hardly anybody does that anymore. And what happens is we go to colleges with where we have these woke professors of comparative religion who just say, see, all your religions, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, they're all for children. We have to grow out of our religions. And these professors get people to reject Judaism and Christianity and the Bible instead of learning how to appreciate the wisdom that you could only have as an adult. And that's something that I urge everybody to read the Book of Esther in the next couple of days. Almost everyone has a Bible in their house, so why not take it out and read it and talk about it, because there's a lot of wisdom that goes way beyond the holiday of handing out treats and dressing up in costumes. Anyway, Liberty and Prosperity is meeting right now. I'm a minute late already, so I'm going to head over to Sal's in Summers Point to show up for my own meeting.
Okay.
Have a great week. Thank you.
You too, yeah. Seth. Thanks for contributing. Actually, he's 2 minutes late. What's a minute? Ah, right. Talk with a Purpose is the show. Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi. By the way, Liberty and Prosperity. .com is the website, libertyandprosperity.com. A lot of good information on that, including that business about Bryan Cranston, which I can't believe. But that's par for the course. I'm John DeMasi. Coming back, more Talk with a Purpose after these words.